Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today. It's January 27th, 2020, although you might be listening to this episode at any time in your journey. And we're going to talk about our changing soul purposes, how we are being redirected to a new path, to something that is truer and more authentic. But there are these in-between stages. There's the push and pull energy of change. There's the urge to grow, along with the fear of leaving behind a comfort zone. So this is a really big energy right now for all of us collectively, but of course we work with it individually. So I'm going to talk more about these energies that are unfolding throughout 2020, some of the bigger themes that are happening, and hopefully give you some practical, realistic guidance for working with your next steps, for trusting yourself, understanding that it is a time of moving forward and moving on, and that will look different for each of us. It will be something within you that is uniquely you that you're working with. So we're going to have some interesting energies come through today. I've already been receiving some pretty cool visuals, and I can't wait to share them with you. This astrology podcast is focused on our spiritual intuitive selves, how we energetically work with astrological cycles and themes. We focus on what is coming up, and also helping you understand more about your chart. And that's a really important thing here, is that your natal astrology chart is essentially the blueprint of your energy in this lifetime. And it reveals how you're here to shine, what you're here to experience, how you receive, how others connect with you, what you're here to do professionally. There are many, many layers of energies within astrology. And as you dive deeper into this knowingness, as you study your chart more, you also step into your mastery. So this is one of the reasons why I love speaking astrology with you, is because it's going to connect you with a part of yourself that's been waiting for you, that's been waiting for you to say, hello there, how are you? And what are you here to teach me? What are you here to show me? I've been studying astrology for 30 years. And it's really interesting how anytime you do something for that long, you experience a Saturn return with it. Because Saturn takes 28 to 30 years to traverse around the zodiac. And in your natal chart, it returns to a place that you initiated something 30 years ago. So I've been experiencing my 30-year return, my Saturn return with astrology. And that's where we check in. On does this still work with for me? Is this still of interest? How am I taking this to the next level? What do I need to understand? What do I want to recognize in myself? What have I learned? And where is this going to go next? So there's reality checks with every Saturn return. And we look at what we have obtained along the way. And you can apply this same cycle to your life or to your career. I know that many of you are different ages. You have different places in your careers, whether you are just beginning in a career or you are getting ready for retirement or you're moving on from a career. Typically, Saturn shows us something about what we have mastered, what we have learned through real world experience. And as we talk about the energy of Saturn, we have to make some clear choices and decisions because Saturn is about time, the timing, as well as the time you have in a day. And we only have so much time in a day to direct our energy towards certain responsibilities and commitments. There's been very big Saturn energy, as we know, with Saturn conjunct Pluto in Capricorn throughout most of January. And that energy is going to ease up a bit as Saturn moves ahead from Pluto, because Pluto is a slower moving outer planet. It has a smaller orb than other planets, and that means smaller degrees. So essentially with Pluto, we measure 2 to 3 degrees as the orb. So when Saturn gets to 25, 26 degrees of Capricorn, there's still that energy of being close to Pluto, but the separation occurs. And then Saturn moves ahead into Aquarius, another astrological sign of his strength. And in Aquarius brings in the realizations of our next steps, our new future, what we want to commit to for the long term, where the new vision is showing up. Saturn moves into Aquarius in March. So we're approaching that here pretty soon. But we still have this energy of finishing up, looking at responsibilities. Where do we have to take care of business? Where do we have to honor how far we've come, recognize our own mastery, and allow that to provide us with an energetic spine, if you will, an energetic sense of strength in yourself where you see how far you've come and what you have truly understood about yourself in the world. Capricorn being the energy of the world, how you share your energy professionally in your career, how you show up, how you make commitments, how you follow through, how you're mature. These are all the general themes of Capricorn. So we've each had to do this. And I know that January has been rough in a lot of ways for many people. And of course, this will show up differently for different people. But I feel like we've been in a panini press. You know, it's like being in that grill, being pressed between some energies that have forced us to see what's working and what's not, to check in with yourself on what is right for you now after everything you've experienced in the past 5 years, the past 10 years, and of course, the past 30 years. What is right for you now? So this Saturn energy is asking you to look at various cycles in your life and to be very clear around what you need to commit to next. And I feel this actually coming up as something related to our hearts and a higher consciousness around what really matters to you that you put on the back burner or you didn't give it a lot of attention, a lot of focus, or you thought, how could I ever make a living at that? How could I ever do that professionally? I'm not qualified. I don't have the education. All these messages that we can give ourselves when we're not clear on the how. So what we're being asked to do, I feel at an energetic, intuitive level, is to not compromise on your dreams. And Aquarius is the energy of the visionary and how the visionary energy sticks with something for the long term. And there's an activation of that third eye energy that is opening you up to something that's coming into focus, into view, that can only arrive based on the transitions you've been through. So if you haven't been able to identify something, it's almost like if there's been clogged energy or a sense of feeling blocked because you had to take care of things. You had to be in a certain role, in a certain job. You have certain responsibilities and commitments. There's things that you just had to fully be in. Over the next number of months, there's going to be this bigger awakening in our third eyes, in that sixth chakra of the road ahead. And as I see that, I feel it as a very intense light, very intense beacon of light coming through that has that beautiful crystalline energy. It's that Aquarius, it just looks like a crystal light, and it's cracking and breaking away anything that's been calcified. I'm hearing like the energy of something has been covered up and then it gets cracked and opened up. And this is an energetic thing that I'm seeing, and it's happening in the third eye vision that brings in new visions, new understandings of what's possible in your life that basically you couldn't open that door earlier. So if you've been standing in a hallway waiting for a door to be the right one, it's sort of like you can only open that door when the timing is right. Otherwise, it's locked. It's energetically shut and you can't open it. So the opening occurs through this timing of Saturn, through Saturn going into Aquarius in March 2020, And because of what you've cleared out, that you no longer need to carry, because this Capricorn energy is where we can feel the responsibilities of the world, the responsibilities of the family, the responsibilities of many things in life that can almost be, you took on too much. You know, you're carrying too much in your backpack. There's too much on your shoulders. And this can turn into resentment and bitterness and a sense of like holding a grudge or something that you didn't realize. Ultimately, it's not your responsibility. Part of an awakening experience is that you understand what is yours and what is not. There is a new higher consciousness around boundaries, around where your power is and where it is not. And this works with us all differently, because if you have a family, of course, that's a very different thing than if you are solo, for example. We all have responsibilities in life. We all have things we have to do. We have to pay the bills. You know, we have to eat the appropriate foods. You know, there's things that we need to take care of. But it's looking at where you've been carrying more out of an underlining fear, a fear that it won't get done, a fear that somebody is going to mess up, it's all going to fall apart, a fear that it's going to be very damaging if you don't take care of something. There could be many fears underneath that energy of responsibility. So go deeper into that for yourself. Look at what might have been driving some decisions or commitments that aren't truly you anymore. And also look at what you've learned from it, what you've gained, how it's helped you see yourself in a new way. This certainly is not about creating any more resentment or bitterness or feeling like you're not able to be clear with your needs. You're meant to be clear with what you need now, and it's okay to make new choices. So what we're looking at here is an energy of what do I need to let go of, because it's no longer my responsibility. What do I need to put down with respect, honor, and appreciation for what I've learned? And another part of this that is quite realistic is that you're also being invited to look at how other people are also powerful and how they are powerful in their life. They are powerful in their choices. They are powerful in what they need to learn or what they're here to experience. They're powerful in their mastery. They are also able to step into a new sense of power. I'm feeling this dynamic shift that is, I guess I feel it also as part of this panini press of like there's this pressure to let go of what is no longer right for you. And that creates perhaps a pressure on someone else to look at something they didn't see before, right? It's sort of a domino effect. When you make a decision that changes a dance, so to speak, the other person might have to change their dance or might have to change what they're doing. So I feel like that's part of the shift right now, is that we're looking at what's really true for you. And as someone who is a light worker, intuitive guide, someone who is interested in their spiritual growth, awakening process, higher consciousness, you're probably the leader in these dynamics. You're the first one to do something that can shift the balance or change the status quo. But that's what we're all collectively doing together. That's what we're each doing in our own little world that then puts that energy out into the bigger world. So trust this for yourself. We're not meant to come all this way only to travel with doubt or deep questions. What we're meant to do is to step into a new level of confidence and strength in what you've learned about yourself now. So throughout this year, the soul purposes are shifting because of how you've changed. You've changed permanently. And this could be in your work. This could be in relationships. This could be in your family. This could be in your mind, your own level of self-awareness. It could be in many different areas of life. This is where that Saturn-Pluto energy in Capricorn is showing up in your chart, around where you've had to make permanent life decisions that take you into something new that's designed to help you grow and to stay in your power as you move forward. So here we have this interesting sense of, I need to move on and I need to honor what is right for me now. So what we have is a shift. It's like this global energetic shift of people moving into new roles, into new areas of career, of profession, satisfaction, joy, a new sense of this is who I am. I'm ready. I'm ready to try this. I'm ready to perhaps get some education in a whole new area. I'm ready to understand acupuncture more. I'm ready to understand what it means to help people with their nutrition needs. Or I'm ready to go into a field as an artist, as a creative, as something I've always done and loved, and I'm ready to make money at it. So there's all these different ways that we're shifting into something that truly fits who you are now. And we're also meant to take the experiences we've had forward. Essentially, what you've earned travels with you. You know, the maturity, the experience, the education, everything that has come about still travels forward with you. So you're not starting at zero. You're not starting with a blank slate. You're starting from a place of experience that's being transmuted and flowing into a next chapter. And so I feel the energy coming through as visions. Now, this can be different for everybody. So always trust yourself first. Always trust what works for you, what feels right, how you receive information. Always trust that. But what I'm seeing is, again, this breaking out of the third eye visions, and it feels very bright and clear. And as I say that, I get the image of the yellow brick road and the energy of that new path that's now clear, that now shows up. And who knows, you could meet up with four archetypes that coincide with the characters of the Wizard of Oz. But I feel like there's something that we are really meant to trust, because now your energy is needed elsewhere. And then I'm getting this image too of some people could be staying at a job you really love, right? You're really happy with what you're doing. You don't want to change it, but what you're changing is inside of you a new understanding of how this can be better, or how it can be more applicable to your customers or your clients, how you can connect with people that need you in a new way. So there is a fresh energy here, even if you know you're on track, on path, and you're staying in the same gig, so to speak. There's these new energies coming in that have the imprint of the Aquarian age, that have that energy of, again, something that wasn't possible or wasn't visible comes through in 2020. And it gives you a clarity, again, the crystalline energy, that sense of, I see what this is for me, and I want to keep going down this path because I know it's going to connect to something even better. And then here we have the end of December 2020. Yes, I'm jumping all the way to the end of 2020, where Saturn and Jupiter are conjunct at the very beginning of Aquarius. And that is when there are big connections around a vision, a direction, and something that is moving you ahead. So it's an interesting year of two energies working with you in your mastery. And you could feel an overlap between this is who I was and this is who I am. Or this is what I did, but this is what I love. That's the energy of the Saturn moving into Aquarius and then coming back into Capricorn in the second half of 2020 before fully moving into Aquarius at the end of December 2020. So we're going to get more downloads and information starting in March. March through July is going to show you more about the path ahead and what is possible for you. I feel it as a very big awakening for many starseeds and many light workers, a connection to what your energy is and what's needed here on the planet. I feel it as something I don't know how to explain it other than it like connects and clicks into a system. And this is Aquarius, where we work with very complex systems, very dynamic things, avant-garde information, but something clicks. And the visual I've been getting around all of this is like a very cool drum line and a very cool drum line performance on a giant field. And you have all these moving players and musicians and instruments and a very elaborate ensemble dance. And things are yet in harmony with everyone in their place, but they're all in harmony being different, and they're all in harmony in a way that creates something really dynamic and really visually awesome. I feel like this is part of what's happening on the globe. There's a big shift of people moving ahead. It's like you're already feeling fully established in 5D energies. You're already very aware of your talents. You've been through a lot in terms of your spiritual growth, your consciousness, your tools, your intuitive gifts, what you can use, what you love, all of that. And then you move forward so that as more waves of people awaken, they go to you or they show up to be there as your clients or as the people you're meant to assist, because we're always meant to be moving forward. And so you are being guided to step into something that you probably can't see just yet. And I also want to be practical in the fact that, you know, money is real and you could be starting something, working with clients or doing a creative project, and the money isn't there yet. So stay practical and do what you need to do to pay the bills. I remember when I needed to write my first book, it was done, but I had to keep working in order to save enough money to quit my job as a consultant. I needed money in the bank to feel okay with that transition. So I gave myself, it was a 6-month plan. There have been other times in my career when I gave myself a 1-year plan to make a transition. So look at what you need to do practically. To set yourself up for what is right for you now. And, you know, I know there's many ways that people can make money through the current gig economy, the current sharing economy, and you could have a side hustle where you're saving money or paying off bills as you do something else. All of that is pretty awesome right now that we have more potentials for making money. And of course, everyone does that in their own way. But I feel like it's part of how we're supported in making life changes right now and to open up to what those possibilities are for you. Part of the responsibility piece is also being responsible for knowing yourself, being responsible for knowing your energy, knowing who you are, what you are energetically gifted with, what brings you that sense of, yes, I want to do this professionally, I want to do this in the world. All of us are responsible for knowing this in ourselves and for understanding why we are individuals or why we are unique in the world and how that's exactly what's needed. You know, we don't need to be clones of each other. We don't need to be copycats. We don't need to be cookie cutters. You know, we need to be fully in the strength of our individuality. And that's how we all work together through this amazing ensemble. That's how we always can support one another and help one another, be good examples, be support systems, be part of a tribe, help you, you know, with solutions, whatever it might be. So I feel like part of what we're moving into as well when this Saturn goes into Aquarius is a strengthening of what is right and clear for you. And that's not a righteousness energy. That's a sense of, no, this is who I am. Because Aquarius is about the individual. And it's about how you are an individual, how you're different from others, and how you can take that as a strength, and how you honor that as a strength. And astrology is, of course, a wonderful tool for understanding this, for going into yourself and where the energies are showing up for you. Now, typically in astrology, we look at your 10th house midheaven energies for your career energies, for what you put out into the world. And depending on the house system that you use in a natal chart, the midheaven is often between the 9th and 10th houses, although this can be different for other house systems such as equal house. The midheaven energy is where you're here to offer something, how you're here to be recognized and seen in the world. It's how others view you. So you look at your midheaven energy, whatever sign is there on your midheaven, and that gives you an idea of what you're here to use at your as a strength. Then you look in your 10th house. Any planets in the 10th house are looking to be expressed through your profession, career, and job. You would also be looking at the ruler of your midheaven. So if your midheaven is in Taurus, the ruler is Venus. You look at Venus in your chart for more information. In a career reading in astrology, it's quite dynamic. There's many layers of it. But essentially, you're looking at your midheaven and 10th house. You look at your second house, which is how you make money, how you're designed to make money. And then you look at your 6th house, which are your skills and your talents and what you bring to the table. So the 2nd house, 6th house, and 10th house are typically those houses associated with career. And then you look at the planets in each house, and you look at also the ruling energies. So yes, this becomes more advanced, but some of you are advanced and you want this information, so I want to make sure you get it. I do recommend a book by one of my mentors, Noelle Till, who actually just passed. And I have been so busy that I have been remiss in honoring Mr. Till, who died on his birthday, December 31st. And that was just this past December. He wrote a book called Vocations, The New Midheaven Extension Process. I highly recommend this book if you want to learn more about your astrology chart and what you have as a strength in your vocation. Mr. Till was a very prolific writer of astrology books, and I first met him in 2002, and I had a session with him in person in the Seattle area. And he was very gregarious and very happy. Of course, sun in Capricorn, he has a presence. And he provided me with a reading that gave me a lot to think about. And he had this intense stare where he would look at you and you were like, okay, I understand. This is important. You know, he'd raise his eyebrows and just kind of give you a stare. And I found him to be very influential in not only my study of astrology, but also in my own personal voyage of understanding what to do with my career and with my life. And he gave me some very good advice and information that, yes, has panned out and played out. And then I connected with him again in 2006 when I was experiencing a very big transit. You know, Pluto going across your ascendant is certainly a life-changing energy. And he brought me some good insights about that and the power of it and the understanding of what it means. And I found that it's these kind of insights through astrology that have always helped me in my life. And I know that many people resonate with that. And that even if you're new to astrology, you've only been looking at it for a few years, or you're just figuring it all out, it does bring order and understanding to the energies, to the chaos. It shows you some cycles. It shows you some themes. It shows you what you wouldn't normally see. And it really hones in on specifics. So I found that this information was very reassuring. So please look at your astrology chart for what is happening for you, especially in your 10th house of career profession, and what is showing up that you're meant to recognize in yourself and recognize in who you are. I then studied with Mr. Till through his online forum and really appreciated a number of his astrology books and learned a lot from him. In fact, some of his books are right here on my desk, and I still reference them at times because he had a database of amazing astrological knowledge. And I was quite sad to hear of his passing, but certainly he is on to his next adventure, onto his next area of mastery. And it's something that, you know, we can't take for granted, our time here. And when you think of it in those terms, our time here, we don't have forever to live our dreams. We don't have forever to follow what's in our hearts. You know, we have to honor that this human experience has the limitations of time, space, reality. And we can connect with other spirits, intuition, energies, etc. But we have our human bodies, we have our 24 hours in a day, we have our years and our calendar, and we are responsible for how we show up in our lives. And that's been part of this panini press of energies, of you feel the pressure or you feel the desire for a change. But just rest assured that it's very much about timing. And it's very much about what is the right timing for you, because these are the bigger cycles, but your own timing could be different. You know, your timing could be in 2022, for example. Your timing could be next year. For some people, it's right now, especially those of you who have the strong Virgo energies of Pluto and Uranus in Virgo, and you know it's time to take your services out into the world. So it is individual, and this is, of course, just general insights, but you're meant to understand that you can trust yourself and you can trust what you're feeling and that there are new possibilities. You know, we feel that panini press of pressure because something in our energy is giving us a clear signal. It's giving us a clear signal that we can't ignore. So you could look at it as a very obvious message from Spirit, God, Source, the universe, that you are meant to be moving on right now, moving forward and trusting what you've come to understand about yourself. And, you know, that can be through any number of modalities and means. Of course, the astrology chart, as I said, it can be through spiritual guidance, intuitive guidance, various readings, anything, you know, can give you validation about what you're here to do. And it's a very ripe time for that. It's also pretty exciting as well. On my YouTube channel, I have some various chart examples for you about different midheaven signs. And you can go through your astrological midheaven sign. You can look at other ones for more information to understand how to interpret your chart a little bit better. But I just want to direct you to that playlist because it can help you understand what your midheaven energy is and how to take that energy into other areas of your chart. Now, because we're on different timelines with this, you could be in that place of searching and figuring it out, want to make sure you get it right, want to understand more before you take any action. And that's a very cool place to be, where you're investigating and you're learning about yourself and you're learning about what your astrology chart has, or you're learning about your human design, or you're learning about your BG5, or you're learning about anything that helps you see yourself even more. I know there's also Gene Keys, and there's other types of systems out there that connect you with the self knowledge, and you could really just want to do all of it, you know. But do keep in mind that you can also always stay in that place of reading and accumulating knowledge without taking action. And I feel like this energy right now is actually ensuring that whatever you learn about yourself, you are moving it ahead. You are moving into something that isn't just staying in your head, because you're meant to apply it. You're meant to understand who you are and be ready to take that inspired action or those practical next steps, at least to keep the energy moving forward. There's also a need here for beginner's mind, where you stay open to what you're learning. You stay curious, you stay aware, you stay in that place of, I wonder what I'm going to learn that I don't already know. And this could bring in some new concepts or understandings that you're not familiar with that are brand new. But that's what also makes it quite fascinating, is how we expand what we didn't know. And, you know, in business, we often say, you don't know what you don't know. in terms of when you're launching something or doing a new project, stepping into a new field, a new industry, a new expertise, you know, you learn as you go. So it is important to have that beginner's mind of openness, of being willing to take in new information, being willing to learn and understand something in a new way that maybe isn't what you perceived at first. And so that's also how we keep growing into ourselves. And I've also found that that's how we start to make things click. Things start to click in ourselves. For example, I'm so excited that many of you are brand new to the BG5 human design stuff and that you're wanting to understand more about your energy in this way. And, you know, human design and BG5, it's very similar to other knowledge systems where you start out broad and it becomes more specific as you go. I mean, that's the same for astrology. You learn your sun sign first, right? You're like, I'm a sun in Gemini, I'm a sun in Sagittarius, I'm a sun in Capricorn. Well, that energy shows up very differently for everyone because what you then do is look at your moon sign, you look at your rising sign, you look at where your sun in Gemini is, by which house. Sun in Gemini in the 11th house is very different from sun in Gemini in the 4th house or sun in Gemini in the 6th house. So you start out broad and you become more specific as you go further into the system. So the more that you're able to see these connections for yourself, it's pretty cool how very specific it becomes. And that's where there can be a lot of satisfaction and validation because you're putting together these different tools that give you an understanding of how unique your energy is. And you know, there's many ways to do this, and of course, always trust what's right for you. You know, always go with what you're interested in. But it's pretty awesome to see how they can be complementary together. And speaking of beginner's mind, here's a story for you. When Rob and I launched our BG5 program about Flourish as a Healer with BG5, we're very aware of what happens when you launch anything. You have some technical issues or customer service stuff and questions and concerns and, you know, all that is par for the course. That's what you do. And all that comes with it. And we're so excited that so many people are asking questions and Rob is really in the program live and very present in answering questions, addressing concerns, explaining things more. Like there's been so much happening. It's been really awesome to see all the participation. And yet one thing that I always do with every launch is I've learned to keep a beginner's mind. We don't know how this is going to go. We don't know what's going to happen or what's going to come up. You know, we learn as we go and we address things as they come up. Well, one thing that was brand new when we shared this BG5 program is all the trolls. We were being trolled, and it turned out we were being trolled by two different subgroups of people, and I'm not going to get specific, but they were trolling us and then trashing us. And I said to Rob, this is new. I haven't had this before. So what was happening is that, you know, on the platform, we can see when people have watched a video, we can see how far they're along. You know, we can assess what's happening within the program, and that helps us address anything that comes up. And what people were doing is buying the course, signing in, not looking at any videos, not watching anything, leaving really nasty comments, and then leaving the course and then sharing that on social media, like in Facebook groups. And so they were basically very curious about what we were doing, perhaps feeling competitive. I don't know if it's a threat thing or we're just doing something new and they don't like it. But we've had these trolls like never before. And so that's part of online business. If you are aware of what happens online, you know, people think they hide behind things, but they don't. Not in this day and age when we have so much information and there's a lot of data on our side. We see a lot of stuff. So nothing is hidden. And we could see, you know, how these people were all related. And it's like, okay, there's clearly an agenda here. And, you know, there's things we can address. But really what you do is you stay focused on people who are here to learn, people who are interested, and you stay strong in your light and you stay strong in what matters. And my awesome assistant helper superpower, Lisa, had some funny things to say about this behavior. And I told her, you know, this kind of thing just happens. It's a reality check. And there are many of you out there who are business owners, and maybe you're doing things online or in person, and you know how even the environment online has changed these days. And, you know, people try to hide behind maybe personas or whatever, but they're really very clear to us who they are, what their agenda is, what's going on. And you have to remain strong in the value of what you're offering, connecting with the right people, knowing that you're helping so many people understand something new. And so we're really proud of this program. And it's funny because people who do that, who like sign in and don't watch anything, they wouldn't know how to answer a question about it, right? Because in this program, I talk about Mercury and Mars and how that's really important. But they wouldn't know how to answer that because they didn't, they're just wanting to trash our program. But what we're doing is seeing how many people are excited and responding to this information and learning a lot about themselves. So it's been really awesome to connect people with who they are and with their energy systems, how they move in the world, how they show up in the world, what they're here to do. And then I add in, we have 10 videos. There's 10 videos in the program. There's a lot of information. And what you then add in is a very clear understanding of the best way you're here to perform. So we are very proud of this program and how it's benefiting people. And, you know, you can do some things for free on your own, absolutely, if that's something that, you know, is needed for your budget right now. But know that there's a lot of good information out there that gets into the specifics of who you are, and that's where you're going to find power and strength in your next steps and in where you're going to be in alignment with yourself, in alignment with your energy field. And this is typically very new to people. Just as an example, like with the BG5 stuff, it took me 2 years. 2 years of going back and forth and resisting it, and I don't know, and da-da-da, and, you know, it took me 2 years. Rob, it took him 7 years to get back into the BG5 stuff after he first learned it, because it was such a different way of doing it. And what you're experiencing as you learn more about yourself is that you undergo a process of deconditioning. Deconditioning what you thought you needed to do, who you thought you needed to be. Deconditioning away from expectations of yourself, or even perhaps some dreams you had when you were younger. As we learn about ourselves, those dreams shift and change. So the deconditioning process is a very big part of this energy right now. As you step away from what you thought was right for you, and then enter into alignment with what is truly correct for you, that could be coming to your awareness for the very first time in your life. So it's quite an exciting year to be open to these parts of yourself, if that feels right for you, if that's what you want, if it's something that you choose. You know, you have free will, you have your own path, you have your own way of going about things in the world, but there's a big change over energy throughout 2020, and it could be that something becomes very clear to you that is your truth, very clear to you that is authentically right, and you're going to feel it. You know, you're going to feel it in yourself. It's going to line up in a way that perhaps you were sensing, and then something more connects. So I find that this is very dynamic and interesting energies that are awakening us to new visions. So stay aware of what you're seeing, what you're visualizing. That could be through dreams, that could be through intuitive hits, intuitive guidance, spiritual messages, anything can give you what you need to help you move forward, as long as that is your intention and you're willing to do so. So I am grateful that we are connecting at this time. I always hope that these messages support you, that they resonate, that they help you on your path, and that they validate where you're at, that you're not the only one, or you're not the only one who's been in the panini press. But you know, something amazing always comes out after the pressing, right? You can, of course, relate that to diamonds and how diamonds are created through the earth, the pressures of the earth. but I feel this as a crystalline energy. Very clear, very high vibe, very gorgeous energy. And I hope that that supports you in knowing what happens next and what happens for you that's here for you. And perhaps even it's been waiting for you patiently, calmly, lovingly. And it's not going anywhere because you're ready to claim it and you're ready to integrate it into your life. So thank you so much for joining me, friends. It's always a joy to connect with you through these Monday and Wednesday podcasts. I'll be back on Wednesday where we'll talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead as we close out January and go into February. And the February monthly astrology webinar is now live. You can get it for $11 with coupon code Aquarius. And it goes over the full month of February, talking about a very cool energy happening with Jupiter in Capricorn. We look at the first Mercury retrograde in Pisces. We talk about the Leo full moon and the Pisces new moon, as well as some big energy days in February. So if that's of interest to you, it's designed to help you locate these energies in your natal chart to see where they are showing up for you. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you, friends, and I'll see you soon.